Blog Talk Radio.
How can I, your servant, talk to you, Lord? My strength is gone and I can hardly breathe. Here I am, Lord, I'm waiting for your presence. I am empty, Lord, come fill my cup. I am empty, Lord, come fill my cup. You are the vine, God, and we are the branches. You washed and caught every breath I took. Emmanuel, our God, was with us, leading God us through your word, breathe. Here I am, Lord, I'm waiting for your presence. I am empty, Lord, come fill my cup. I am empty, Lord, come fill my cup.
Welcome to Let's Talk Radio for Women. This is Nancy Baxter, and we are so very happy that you've joined us for our study. Get your Bibles ready. We'll be right back.
Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. Have you always wanted to memorize scripture, but just didn't know where to start? Nancy Baxter's book, Hid in My Heart, will not only get you started, but will guide you through an entire year of memorizing scripture. Hid in My Heart gives you 365 verses and a system to learn a verse each day, each week, or even each month. No matter which method you choose, you are memorizing scripture. Memory work is not just for kids. Hid in My Heart. Available now at houseofjoyministries.com.
I love to study the Bible with a group of Christian women, especially that type of study where we come together and share not only our answers to questions, but also the concerns of our lives and thoughts and desires of our hearts. If you enjoy this type of Bible study group, then we invite you to join us for one of our dynamic conferences. There's one coming up soon. Go to our website, houseofjoyministries.com. Come on, you know you want to come, and we sure want you to be there.
When we met last time, we discussed some of the resources available to us to help us in our Bible study. And I promised that this week we would actually go through the book of 3 John, putting the study tips into practice, so I could share with you my method of studying the Bible. Hopefully, if you have struggled with your own Bible study, this will help you get your feet planted solidly on the ground. So let's start our study on the book of 3 John. The title is The Third Epistle of John. Now, the word epistle actually means a letter. So this is the third letter of John. And we know that we have two other letters included in the New Testament from the Apostle John. That would be 1 John, 2 John, and then 3 John. This is John the Apostle, one of the 12, not John the Baptist. Now, some people do get those two confused. This is not John the Baptist. He did not write any of the Bible. But John the Apostle wrote, indeed, the Gospel of John, the book of Revelation, and the books of 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John. And that's important to know. What other books did he write? When we're studying the Bible, we want to know who the writer of the book is, and then what other books did he write? We learn a little bit about him and about his style of writing. Now, our good study Bible that we all have, I'm sure, by this time, will tell us the date that this book was written. And our Bibles tell us that it was written between 90 and 95 A.D. This would have been 60 years after Jesus. So what does that mean about John? It means he's an old man. If he was an adult or anywhere near an adult, At the time Jesus lived on the earth, this is 60 years later. He's an old man. And when we look at the other books that he wrote, we see that they were written within this same time period. The book of Revelation would have been written 5 to 10 years after the writing of the gospel. The gospel of John is dated to have been written between 85 and 90 AD. And the book of Revelation is dated at 95 AD. So the books of 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John were written between those two. So evidently, this is when John did his writing within a 10-year period. Now, to whom did he write it? We can usually find this information in the first or second verse of the book. So let's look at the first verse of the 3rd epistle of John. Now, you'll notice that this book is only one chapter long. It was just a short letter that John wrote. And this verse 1 says, "The elder unto the well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth." And my Bible, the cross-reference section in my Bible, refers me to Titus 1:5. It references the word elder back to Titus chapter 1, verse 5. And there I learned that an elder is an office in the church. Titus 1:5 says to ordain elders. So this is an ordained office. And as we research this title of elder more closely, we learn that this is the pastor. Just another word for pastor. And John wrote this letter to Gaius, who he loves in the truth. Now, evidently, Gaius was a close friend, a close Christian brother, and he says he loves him in the truth. Well, let's ask ourselves, isn't that a strange thing to say? I might tell my brothers and sisters at church, my brothers and sisters in Christ, I love you in Christ. John says, I love you in the truth. So what is the truth? The truth is what John knows to be true, what John knows to be right. And in the past, we've memorized a verse that Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus said that he himself was truth. So John is saying to Gaius, I love you in Christ, because Christ embodies truth. And then John goes on to say in verse 2, Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. Now again, using our cross-reference system, we see that the literal translation of the word above means that in. If we translate the word above, it would be translated that in. So he says, Beloved, I wish in all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. It's important now as we study the Bible that we state the meaning of these verses and of these thoughts in our own words. So when we restate the meaning in our own words, it drives it home to us what it actually means. You might want to just write it down or at least say it aloud after you've gotten to the true meaning of some of these words. Restate the phrase so you'll know what it is saying. And with our cross-reference system, we are referred back to Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. Let's look at that. Matthew 6:33 says, But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So John is pleased with Gaius. Gaius has lived the truth, and he sought the kingdom of God. John is simply praying a blessing upon him. And he prays for Gaius that as he continues to prosper spiritually, that he would also prosper in all other things, materially, physically, all other ways, and that he would be in good health as well. Verse 3 reads, "For I rejoiced greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth." So the brethren visited with John, and they told him of the life that Gaius was living. They told him how Gaius was representing the Lord, how he was working in the church, serving the Lord. And John says, "I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth." Now, John is not saying that Gaius is his son or his child in the flesh. Gaius is a spiritual child. And our cross-reference system, in my Bible anyway, refers us to 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 15. "For though ye have 10,000 instructors in Christ, yet have ye not many fathers. For in Christ Jesus I have begotten you through the gospel." Through John's ministry, Gaius had come to know Jesus. And Gaius had come to the point that he is now. John felt like a father to him, not just a teacher, not just this instructor that 1 Corinthians is talking about. John felt like a father to him, and he considered Gaius as his son in the faith. Let's move on to verses 5 and 6. "Beloved, thou doest faithfully whatsoever thou doest to the brethren and to strangers, which have borne witness of thy charity before the church, whom if thou bring forward on their journey after a godly sort, thou shalt do well." Now, who is this talking about? Following our topical headings, the heading on this passage, the editor of this version of the Bible tells us that this is concerning ministering brethren. Now, we can research this and cross-reference this, and when we do, that's what we find. This is concerning traveling preachers. Gaius was helping preachers of the gospel as they went on their way. He was probably giving them a place to stay, food to eat, and maybe some money to travel on. He was seeing them on their way and helping them. Now, my cross-reference system refers me to Matthew chapter 25, verse 40. "And the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these, my brethren, ye have done it unto me." That is Jesus himself talking, and a red letter edition quickly tells us that that was the words of Jesus. God considers his ministers to be representatives of him. Anyone doing his work, anyone serving him, is representing him. And Jesus says, God considers anything you do for one of the brethren, you're doing it for him. We should help those who preach the gospel, not resent them. There's many stories told about scraps and leftovers given to preachers, given to traveling evangelists. I've heard so many of these stories where they've been given the leftovers, the scraps, to the point that it just makes my hair stand on end. This verse in Matthew that we just read says, "What you've done to those coming in my name, it's the same as if you've done it to me." So God takes his preacher seriously, and we should too. And that's a lesson we should learn from this passage of Scripture. I've known many little ladies who just have to cook for the preacher. If there's an evangelist that visits the church, these ladies have to bake a pie. They have to bake a ham. They have to do something. They want the preachers to come and eat at their home. And that's the way we should be. We should roll out our best because God says, that's me that's coming to your home. That's me. If you've done it to them, you've done it to me. God bless those little ladies. Now, those verses say, bring them forward on their journey after a godly sort. What does that mean? When we look in our Strong's Concordance, when we look in our commentary, perhaps your Bible has a commentary note on that verse, or you have an additional book that is a commentary on the book of 3 John. And when we research this, some of this help that we have will tell us that this means bring them on their journey worthy of God, or as becomes those who serve God, is what this is saying. Because that for his name's sake they went forth, taking nothing of the Gentiles. We therefore ought to receive such, that we might be fellow helpers to the truth. Because that for his name's sake they went forth, taking nothing of the Gentiles. We therefore ought to receive such, that we might be fellow helpers to the truth. We should receive these preachers, these traveling evangelists, into our home. We should treat them well. And by doing so, we are fellow helpers. We have a part in that ministry. That takes us through verse 8. Let's take a short break and we'll come back and start with verse 9.
Bible Quizlympics, an exciting fellowship study program for young people. Designed for grades 1 through 12, Bible Quizlympics is a great way to learn Bible facts and teach students how to study the Bible. And Bible Quizlympics is fun. Each semester closes in competition between Quizlympics teams. Students compete in Bible trivia and challenging games. It's tons of fun. Go to houseofjoyministries.com for more information. Bible Quizlympics, because everybody's a winner who studies God's Word.
I love to study the Bible with a group of Christian women, especially that type of study where we come together and share not only our answers to questions, but also the concerns of our lives and thoughts and desires of our hearts. If you enjoy this type of Bible study group, then we invite you to join us for one of our dynamic conferences. There's one coming up soon. Go to our website, houseofjoyministries.com. Come on. You know you want to come, and we sure want you to be there.
You're listening to Let's Talk Radio for Women, a presentation of House of Joy Ministries. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Blog Talk Radio. Let's read verse 9, 10, and 11 of the third epistle of John. I wrote unto the church, but Diotrephes, who loveth to have the preeminence among them, receiveth us not. Wherefore, if I come, I will remember his deeds which he doeth, prating against us with malicious words, and not content therewith. Neither doth he himself receive the brethren, and forbiddeth them that would, and casteth them out of the church. Beloved, follow not that which is evil, but that which is good. He that doeth good is of God, but he that doeth evil hath not seen God. I think these verses are pretty clear. John says, I wrote to the church, but this fellow in the church named Diotrephes would not receive us. You see, Diotrephes usurped the control of the church to the point that he wouldn't receive the messengers or the letter that they brought. And these messengers were coming from the Apostle John. Diotrephes had control. He loved the control. John says he loves to have the preeminence. He would not receive the messengers of the Apostle John. Can you imagine someone so brazen? But we see this all the time. Just who does this guy think he is? But you know, there's a Diotrephes in every church, and we have to watch out. We have to make sure that we're not the Diotrephes. Diotrephes loved to have the preeminence among the people, and indeed his name has gone down in the Bible. People for over 2,000 years have read about Diotrephes, and he's received a lot of attention. But do you think this is the kind of attention he wanted? He wasn't thinking about eternal things, was he? He just wanted preeminence. He wanted control. And then verse 10 tells us the extent of the activities of Diotrephes, that he was prating against us with malicious words. And when we go to Strong's Concordance, we see that that word prating means berating. He was berating us with malicious words. He was speaking this way about the Apostle John, the one that the Gospel of John says that Jesus loved. And Diotrephes wasn't content with just these malicious words. Not only did Diotrephes not receive John's messengers himself, he didn't allow anyone else in the church to receive them, to the point that if they did, he would, as we say, kick them out of the church. He would dismiss them from the church. Now, one thing that we do learn from this is that the early church did practice church discipline. Only in this case, it was practiced in the wrong way and against the wrong people. It should have been practiced against Diotrephes. The people should have stood up and practiced church discipline against Diotrephes. John said, if I am able to come to see you, I will remember this. I will remember what Diotrephes has done. And John makes it pretty clear that he's going to deal with him when he sees him. And I don't think that would have been very pretty. Verse 11 says, beloved, follow not that which is evil, but that which is good. He that doeth good is of God, but he that doeth evil hath not seen God. And my cross-reference refers us to 1 John 3:10. Let's read that quickly. 1 John 3:10 says, in this the children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil. Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God, neither he that loveth not his brother. So anyone who acts this way, the way Diotrephes acted, does not love God. 1 John 3:10 also says that if you don't love your brother, you don't love God. Okay, we're down to the last three verses. Let's take another short break and we'll come back with verse 12.
Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. Have you always wanted to memorize scripture, but just didn't know where to start? Nancy Baxter's book, Hid in My Heart, will not only get you started, but will guide you through an entire year of memorizing scripture. Hid in My Heart gives you 365 verses and a system to learn a verse each day, each week, or even each month. No matter which method you choose, you are memorizing scripture. Memory work is not just for kids. Hid in My Heart, available now at houseofjoyministries.com.
I love to study the Bible with a group of Christian women, especially that type of study where we come together and share not only our answers to questions, but also the concerns of our lives and thoughts and desires of our hearts. If you enjoy this type of Bible study group, then we invite you to join us for one of our dynamic conferences. There's one coming up soon. Go to our website, houseofjoyministries.com. Come on, you know you want to come, and we sure want you to be there.
We're back in 3 John verse 12, and we read, Demetrius hath good report of all men and of the truth itself. Yea, and we also bear record, and ye know that our record is true. There's another fellow in the church named Demetrius, and everyone speaks highly of him, and the facts, or the truths, bear that out. It's not just a popularity contest that everyone likes this chap, but the truth, John says, bears out what they say. And then verses 13 and 14, he says, I had many things to write, but I will not with ink and pen write unto thee. But I trust I shall shortly see thee, and we shall speak face to face. Peace be to thee. Our friends salute thee. Greet the friends by name. John is planning to visit Gaius in the church. Now, we don't know if he was ever able to make that visit, but those were his plans. And he says that there's other things that he wants to tell him, but he doesn't want to write them with pen and ink. He wants to say them to Gaius face to face. And he's waiting until he sees him to share this information, what he has to say with him. Then he signs off. He says, "Peace be to thee. Our friends salute thee." The people who are with John salute thee. They send their regards and greet the friends by name. Tell each one that I'm thinking of them, praying for them, asking about them. Greet them by name. Now that's the book of 3 John. Before you leave this study, take your own pen and ink and jot down a summary of what you've learned, either by passage, verse by verse. Take a few verses at a time, the way the book has divided it up into different passages according to the title, the topical headings. That would be a good way to just jot down a few thoughts of what you've learned. Because of the size of this book, we can just make a summary of the entire book at once, just a short paragraph to tell us what we've learned as we studied. In the book of 3 John, the Apostle John sends his greetings to his friend Gaius, and he has heard that Gaius is walking after the truth, that Gaius is serving the Lord, and John finds great joy in that. He goes on to say that there is a man named Diotrephes who has refused to receive John's messengers or even his letter to them. There's another letter that's floated around out here somewhere that Diotrephes refused to allow the church to read. And John says, "When I come, I'll deal with it." And he says, "He that does good is of God, but he that does evil hath not seen God." And then he goes on to say that he has heard good things, good reports about another man named Demetrius. And not only are the reports good, but the truth bears it out. The facts bear it out. John says, "There's many other things I would like to write to you, but I'm going to wait until I see you so we can talk face to face." And then he wishes them peace, and he asks that Gaius greets the friends for him. We'll be back after this message.
I love to study the Bible with a group of Christian women, especially that type of study where we come together and share not only our answers to questions, but also the concerns of our lives and thoughts and desires of our hearts. If you enjoy this type of Bible study group, then we invite you to join us for one of our dynamic conferences. There's one coming up soon. Go to our website, houseofjoyministries.com. Come on, you know you want to come, and we sure want you to be there. That's our study for today. Join us for other Bible studies on Blog Talk Radio and visit our website to access the full line of our study guides and programs for women and children. We hope you'll join us for one of our conferences too. Get the details on houseofjoyministries.com.